Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Alonso. How may I help you today?
Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Alonso. How may I help you today?
You got a lot of static on your connection. Who is this?
Customer service, can you hear me now?
Yeah, is this New Innovations?
I think it's under a different name under your billing source. Give me 1 second while I try to locate an account from the phone number that you're calling me from.
You would need to try to use it 30 days.
Did you find it?
Is your name John Mick?
Yes.
Okay, can I get a confirmation? Can I get a confirmation on your address where the account loads?
On the what?
On your address while the account loads.
1517 Alabama Street, Hobart, Indiana.
Okay, thank you.
Did you find it?
Yes, I'm just waiting for it to load, sir.
Oh.
Okay, so it just pulled up, and I do see a charge for $67.32 that was made on the 8th.
Actually, that's an unauthorized charge. I was supposed to be paying shipping and handling for cookware that I supposedly won from doing a survey with Kohl's. And I paid the $7.95 shipping on December the 5th. And then on 12/12 yesterday, there was another charge on my account from the same company, New Innovations, for $67.32, and that was not authorized, and I want to know exactly what they're charging for, and I want it corrected.
Okay. So it looks like, well, you paid a $7.95 for a crew set cookware on the 4th of December.
So and that's only a legitimate charge if I receive the pot that I'm paying the shipping on. If I don't receive the pot, that's also fraud. But why did they make another charge of $67.32?
You will bill the when you paid the $7.95. You entered a contest to win a cooking pot.
I did not enter a contest. Pursuant to the verbiage in the email, all I had to do to win the pot was to complete the survey, which I did. There was no contest about it. And then I had to pay $7.95 shipping and handling for something that was already mine. There was no contest at that point in time. And the $67.32 is not authorized for anything. Now, is the pot been mailed or shipped?
I was trying to explain to you, when you paid that $7.95, you was entering a contest. Now, all of that was stated in the terms and conditions. And if you didn't win it when you first paid that $7.95, you'll be billed the $67.32 to enter the main contest.
No, no, that's not going to happen. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to credit back the $67.32 and the $7.95, and you can just keep your pot. I'm not paying money to enter a contest. How stupid do you think I am? Let me do the math here. $74.27 I want credited back to my account. And then you need to lose my account information. And you just keep your pot. Because no, I paid $7.95 shipping and handling, not $7.95 to enter another contest. So let's just cancel both of those, credit both of those amounts back to my account, and then we won't have to pursue fraud. Because I have the email still. I did not enter a contest. I completed the survey, and then I paid shipping and handling. And either I'm going to receive that for $7.95 and the $67.32 credited back to my account, or you can keep your pot and credit $74.27 back to my account. Which is going to be, because I have to go to the bank in the morning and let them know your answer.
What I can do is I can offer you a 35% refund of the $67.32
no, no, no.
in the amount of $23.56.
What? I already gave you the two possibilities for acceptable terms. You can keep the $7.95 and ship the pot and refund the $67.32, or you can refund the entire $74.27 and just keep your pot. That's the only two options you have. I'm not offering any other options, and we're not agreeing to anything less. So which is it going to be? Or we can pursue the fraud in court if that's preferable to you.
Give me 1 second while I speak to my supervisor, see what we can do for you, sir.
Well, I already told you what you're going to do. You just need to make it happen.
Okay, sir, so I just got that refund process for you, and it should be in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Which one?
The 6732 and the 795, sir.
And it should be there in how long?
3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5. Okay, and if it's not, whom do I contact?
Your bank, because it's up to them how long they take to process it.
Actually, it only took you a matter of minutes to take the money out. It shouldn't take longer to put it back in than it does to take it out. So are you sure this is all taken care of?
Yes.
Okay, because if it's not in there in 3 to 5 days, it's going to turn into a whole different issue. And then it won't matter if I get it back or not. There's going to be life-changing events for people. You know what I mean? Are we clear?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's all I can do for you, sir, you have a great day.
All right, and your name was what?
Elijah.
Elijah?
Yes.
Okay, Elijah. That should be Friday or Monday. Okay. I'll be looking for it.
Okay.
All right. Make sure I don't have to call back.
Okay. Well, you have a great day, sir.
All right. You too.